What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, it appears that fantasy football, sorry, Courtney, punishment season is in full swing because I saw yesterday, only in Boston had it, a dude at the Sam Adams Tap Room where we did our fifth anniversary show. And if you're watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, then you could see him in full colonial garb doing his laptop work all day long at the brewery. I know you have an issue with fantasy football players, Courtney.
I think a lot of them are hardos, and this is Exhibit A.
That's Exhibit A on that.
This one doesn't really, like, this one's kind of easy. Like, yeah, you have to dress up, but everybody knows why you're doing it. I like the ones where you don't know, and this person just has to embarrass. My favorite one I've ever heard is when the loser has to go to a very nice steakhouse with a teddy bear.
Giant teddy bear and interact with the teddy bear.
Yes.
I had a dream like that once. and then I grabbed a human being and pulled their teddy bear hair out. I mean, have we reached the tipping point on the punishment payoffs or no? We're fine with it?
I like it. I think it's pretty cool.
What's the worst one you've ever seen?
Oh, I haven't seen a lot.
Or those of you who are listening, what's the worst one you've ever had in your league?
Some people have like really embarrassing things that they need to do.
Yes.
Yeah. The whole fantasy thing, I feel like I'm just stuck. Like I'm in a league. I can't get out. It's a keeper league. It's been there forever.
Yeah.
And it's $250 that I'll never get back. Mm. And it's just like the text thread is just like nonstop. And about one out of every 30 are actually interesting or funny.
But Curtis, you can get out, and then you're going to feel so much better if you just say, guys, I can't do it this year.
Right. But then they give me like it includes three of my best friends from high school. Mm. And it's like we really only talk through this thing. So it's like if I don't, they're not in Boston. So I feel like an a-hole.
Jason Veritek took BP yesterday in order to determine the Red Sox order when it came to fantasy draft. So
I would
dominating the Jones and Keefe fantasy football league this year. So.
See, I would do it. I just tend to forget to put my lineup in because it's so. And I like the ones that have big payouts. You know, like a Curtis, 250.
Yeah.
How many guys in that league?
12.
12. So.
It's a pretty good payout.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent payout.
Yeah, but I'm looking at like a 5,000, 10,000 payout.
Well,
so like 500 to get in the league.
Yeah, well,
must be nice to just throw money around.
No, but if I had
500 invested, I would be way too involved. Like it would bother me.
But that's the part. Like that's the part of the gambler I am. I don't want to gamble just to win $2,500.
But it's bragging rights.
Yeah, you can keep your bragging rights.
617 texter says there is a league out there,
mm-hmm.
which has gone viral, where loser has to enlist in the U.S. Army.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's too much.
Is that hard?
Yeah.
Is that too hard for you?
Next level.
I mean, that's insane. That's insane.
I mean, that's being into it.
Yeah.
That is being into it.
I also probably wouldn't join a league that had a punishment. Like, if I would just join a league where you'd win the money. You know, if you're the loser, it doesn't matter. Because I'm not enlisting in the Army.
Text from Maine. I had to go get my ears pierced at Claire's in the Maine Mall. Maybe the Portland Mall. I don't know. So, yeah, that's not that bad, I guess.
Greg, what about a belly button piercing?
belly button.
That hurts. I got mine done.
I'm sure it's here somewhere.
All right. Well, season is underway. We're going to play Hill Notes back in about 15 minutes or so. This is Sean from Montana, of all places.
Yes, hello, and good morning. Yeah, I'm calling from Billings, Montana.
What's up?
I got to tell you, good conversation about sleeping. I don't know if you all talked about giggling in your sleep or anything, if you ever giggled in your sleep.
No.
No. I never did. No, I never really have. Well, anyway, I got to say this about the game last night with the Red Sox. This is awful, okay? Three times bases loaded, and you don't even score. That is absolutely pathetic. The offense really needs to start clicking because I'm telling you, I think the way this team is playing right now, and I think you would agree with me about this, this is the way you guys are playing, just like April, May, and June. You better start being prepared because you got a big series coming up against New York for a four-game set, and that is crucial if you guys want to for wild card positioning. Obviously, I don't think anybody's going to catch the Toronto Blue Jays because Toronto is explosive, but Bob Nightingale had an article that came out, the Red Sox could be seriously doomed, especially with what's going on and stuff, too. I mean, what do you all think? Do you think they are like the way they were in April and May and June, or is this a little slump?
If you look strictly at wins, they are not like they were in April or in May and a little bit of June.
Right.
I
think it's more of a slump, a three-game slump that we're seeing, because prior to this, they had a nice little run. But I agree where you have opportunities in the game. You can't have bases loaded, three times and not be able to score. And then this is where I put it on core. I don't really put the Chapman only one inning on core because I get why they're doing that. But we talked about this before. It's extra innings. You got bases juiced. Why wouldn't you try to lay the squeeze down, right? You need one run in this situation to be a walk-off. Why wouldn't you do it? If you want to make the argument, okay.
They did in the 11th, though. They did play small ball. They bunted the guy over.
No, but I'm saying when they have bases loaded and Toro, I think, grounded out.
Was that the bottom of the ninth, I think?
I think that was the 10th.
Okay.
Yeah, he might have grounded out to the double play.
Yes.
But in that situation, that's the opportunity for you to do it. One out, I get it. Here's where we can, because you got to be concerned about the double play ball and take your chances there. And that's the one area where I would say on core, like, okay, why wouldn't you do it? I get it. Maybe on the road, you don't want to do it because Curtis has brought this up. Then the other team gets the last at bat and right. One run is cool, but might not be enough. But in that situation, you could walk off a potential squeeze play.
I think they believe that they're locked for a wild card spot and they're not going to do anything that they potentially think could screw with where the health of the roster and where they are when they just want to get there.
Right, but right, squeeze play doesn't.
Well, no, just in general. I think
I get what you're saying, and I agree that they probably feel like that they are in a good position where they're going to be. In the postseason, they're obviously chasing the division. That's their ultimate goal. And I think that they feel like the Toronto series at the end of September.
This series, is a split good enough, or you got to win this series?
I think a split is good enough, but I'd like to see them obviously win the series. But I think the split is good enough.
If they split, then they win the season series. So if the Yankees and Red Sox are tied, the Red Sox will have 7 wins against them. They only play 13 right. times. So that, I think, is sufficient.
I think the 3 losses that they're dealing with right now, maybe might have people leaning towards they have to win the series a little bit more. If they were able to come away with, you know, where they didn't lose three in a row, I think people maybe about be a little bit more happy with the split. But because of the three losses in a row, I think, you know, I'm one of them people where I'd like to see them win this series.
I agree, but I was going to say what Curtis just said, that the overall between them and the Yankees, the split is all they need. So, I mean, I'll take it too, but then they just need to make sure that they build upon that. They can't just split the series and then go back to falling off a bit. Like, this needs to be an upward trajectory for the Red Sox going into the weekend and then next week.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at them, what, they ripped off seven in a row, what, 2 weeks ago or something like that?
And yeah, I mean, I heard Lou yesterday with Jones and Keefe say he's not that worried about Toronto. He's scared of Seattle.
Okay.
I always listen to Lou when it comes to baseball.
It's a big jump, though, between Toronto and the Red Sox right now. Like, they're up. Is it six games. Yeah.
So does he think they can catch Toronto, Lou?
He didn't get into that.
Oh, okay, okay. He's just not scared of them if he plays
in there
them.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I think that's, and I think a lot of them in baseball, and we've talked to, I forget who it was. It might have been Sam Kennedy, or maybe a couple years ago it was Chaim Bloom.
What's his face?
Yeah, where they're like, baseball's different. When you get into the postseason, everybody has a chance. And I know Curtis brings up the home field,
but I guess they're stuck on the road.
Yeah, I guess the home field is more about, you know, last at bat than really the crowd element playing a factor, you know?
Yeah, and this is obviously goes without saying. They're off tonight. I mean, all hands on deck for four games in the Bronx. I feel like Monday, either way, we're going to know a lot more. Like,
yeah.
Even if they split, it'll be interesting to see. What day is Crochet going? Is it Sunday? It'll be very good to see Crochet, too, in a spot like this. I don't think he's pitched in a game of this magnitude in his career.
Crochet is going Saturday.
Saturday. Perfect.
Opposite Warren.
The senator?
Will Warren. No, the Yankees starting pitcher.
When do we get to see Hicks? Because I really can't wait for that.
Oof.
Probably tomorrow night.
When he gets in, bet the other team. You'll be like Paul Pelosi.
But, Paul Pelosi got a ton of PPP money. Did you see that story?
$2 million almost. Yeah. And it got forgiven. What are the odds?
Not bad.
Isn't his wife worth like
a ton of money? A
couple $100 million or something?
That would be correct. She's just got a great hunch.
That seems weird.
Really
to
good.
Me.
Get a hunch, bet a bunch.
Remember, she's got her own account, though.
Right.
So he has his own.
They don't share their money.
Yeah. She's that's my money over here, Paul.
Right. So he said, hey, Nancy, is there any PPP money?
Yeah.
And she said, yes, there is. Apply for it, and we'll see if you get it.
We'll get you. He gets you two loans. Get you one for $900,000, the other one for about $700,000.
And Greg, speaking of Paul Pelosi, Linz is very lucky that you didn't have a hammer dream.
All right. Well, we're going to get to Hill Notes coming up momentarily, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox dropping out there to the Orioles, this time in extra innings. 4-3 was the final from Fenway. Nathaniel Lowe had a game-tying two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth, but the Sox couldn't get it done. Walker Buehler went four innings, giving up two runs on four hits while striking out four. So now they turn the page to the Yankees. They'll kick off their four-game series in the Bronx tomorrow. The Pats had their last practice before preseason game three with the Giants tomorrow in New Jersey. Drake May and the offense looked better than Monday, but still not great, while the O-line really struggled. Ramondre Stevenson was back in a red non-contact jersey. The Celtics sale to Billy Chisholm has been finalized. Chisholm talked to the Globe, making one thing clear. He said, quote, "We're not playing for second. We're playing for championships and banners. We're playing for them in the near term, although we obviously had to do some things to get below the second apron." And former Bruins forward Milan Lucic is attempting an NHL comeback. The St. Louis Blues have announced that they signed Lucic to a professional tryout. And the 20 pounds summer slim down with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Drop 20 pounds before summer ends and cruise into fall lighter, healthier, and happier. Do what Andy, Ted Scheim, and Bradfo did. Find your results at awaken180weightloss.com.
Can I promote something quickly that benefits the Greg Hill Foundation?
Please.
We have launched, along with Jameson, an opportunity, a raffle, to win your way to Ireland. So you can go and go to Dublin and see the Vikings and the Steelers on Sunday, September 28th. And the raffle is up and online. All you have to do is go to thegreghillfoundation.org. But you get your airfare, you get hotel accommodations at the Marlin Hotel, and two tickets to see the Vikings and the Steelers on Sunday, September 28th in Dublin, Ireland, where That's Courtney awesome. Just was yes. this summer. So get in on that, and we'll be right back with today's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Till notes. Well, we have been talking about it all morning, but thank you. There's no possible way to thank you enough for making this the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon the most successful ever in 23 years by a large margin, heading into this one, the 23rd Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. The highest amount ever donated was in 2008, $4.9 million. And seems like last count last night, you had blown that total out of the water. It is at least $5,742,393 that you gave this year, and it's extraordinary, especially Courtney, in this economy.
Exactly.
That you guys gave that much. So we thank every single person who gave, whether it was a large amount of money like Rob Hale or BJ's or Sean Flaherty from Catches, or our guy Ernie Bach, or it was a small amount of money, 5, 10, 25, all adds up, all goes to the same place, and it's truly incredible. I was going to say incredible because I'll try to get Ken in here before the end of the show to give us the final total because they've been tallying this morning as well. So
a highlight for me yesterday in the lighter element of it was when you asked Razor his donation right after Ernie gave $50,000.
It was so well done. It was so well done.
Perfect. The hair on Razor's head, I was dying. But the other is I neglected to mention Ernie does great things for Jimmy Fund patients that get no attention. He just does it out of the goodness of his heart. Earlier this year, there was twin girls, I believe, went to visit his salon because one of them, one of the patients in the Jimmy Fund expressed to Lisa Sherber her love of really nice cars.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be like an hour, and they were there for several enjoying it, and Ernie never asked for anything. We asked him to do it, and it was immediate yes, just let's work on a date, and they got it done.
Yeah. There are so many incredibly generous people, and we are lucky to have them all around us. So that is extraordinary. Let's open up the window world of Boston weather window one more time for Chris Curtis. It was cold this morning, like 60 when I left the shack in the Seaport, Curtis. Have we warmed up at all?
We got some showers right now. Okay. It feels like 62 degrees in Boston. So, you know, not a great day out there. Going to be gross most of the day, especially this evening. The commute tonight, it's not going to be fun. Tomorrow, the rain stops. It's going to be partly cloudy with an afternoon high just under 70 degrees. And this weekend looks gorgeous. Low to mid 80s.
Okay. You can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go see them. Go to windowworldofboston.com or go to any of their four local showrooms and tell them that you listen to this show. Let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you have to call Coleman.
It's electric!
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Hill Notes.
Well, we missed them yesterday because we were busy, obviously raising money. I missed them last week because I was on vacation. So let's go, Shime. Let's see what we got out there today.
Only listener, but when Courtney mentioned the arch, I got over to YouTube as quick as possible. So if you need to jack up those numbers, just keep putting on those flip-flops, Courtney. Thank you, guys.
I do have a very a high arch in my foot.
I see.
Do the guys like the high arch?
Is that what the foot people like, those who have the fetish?
Yeah, like I checked in on my Wiki feed 2 days ago, and I'm at a 4.77 out of 5, which is good. I would like to go up.
Yeah. I didn't realize it because I missed it somehow because we were doing the show, but somebody had come at you about your feet on social medias?
Feet and age spots. I have freckles. I've had them since I was born. So I don't know if you consider those age spots. But yes, said no thanks. Terrible feet and age spots.
Wow. I see.
Yeah.
And then you shared a picture of the man on his boat or on somebody's boat.
Yeah. Definitely not his. Definitely not his.
Isn't the feet, it's all about the pedicure, right?
Yeah, but Nailed it. If you have a good arch, if you're into someone with arches, you know, the size of the foot.
I hate to be judgmental, but I don't know if I could be really good friends with someone who had a foot fetish. That just would be so creepy to me. Like, you're out at a restaurant and your buddy's like, look at those feet. Yeah. Like, what does that mean?
So of all the fetishes, that is the most distasteful.
I mean, of all the popularized fetishes, thinking that someone is attracted to something that's on their foot is gross.
Which is weird, Curtis, because that's like the number one fetish. Right. Is the foot fetish?
Like, I bet you have a lot of friends that have foot fetishes.
Well,
I don't think so. I bet you really do.
Don't. That is like the...
What is it, like 1 in 5 or something?
I bet more.
Yeah, that's like the front runner. Huh. Yeah, it is. When you think of the...
out of my friend group, the fellas,
yep,
one of them you think has a foot fetish.
I'm with Courtney. At least one.
Which one do you think it is?
I would go with Glash.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Zero hesitation.
Glash and in Steve.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Steve.
Nothing against them.
Oh no.
I'm not shaming anybody for their fetish. Those are the two that jumped in my mind.
You think Karp has a foot fetish?
I could see
that. We
don't
know about it.
Well, so they're friends with Greg because he wears flip flops.
Right.
No, just female feet though.
Oh. Yes. Sorry. Wow.
Wiggy, what's more, Cap? Shine pretending that he didn't know Boar's Head was a deli meat brand, or Coco claiming she didn't know how much money Santo made?
I would like to clarify. It's not that I didn't know. I was just curious if it was that exact Boar's Head. That's why.
Is there another Boar's Head?
No, I wasn't sure. That's why I wanted to. I just wanted to clarify. That's all. I'm very familiar with Boar's Head. The cold cuts. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you said you liked the buffalo chicken one.
Sure do. My mother used to only buy Boar's Head, like when I was a kid.
I don't know a lot of people who buy chicken as a cold cut. Like, to me, cold cuts are turkey, roast beef, you know, the
ham, salami.
The salami, the mortadellas.
Yeah, but you like to mix it up, Greg. You want to get a little frisky with your sandwiches.
Yeah, no.
I tell you, I don't know what I like more about the Jimmy Fund Telethon. The amazing amount of money you guys raise, the ridiculous amount of positivity you guys create around this awful subject, or Coco's legs. Oh my God, Coco, you are one fit girl.
Thank you so much. Those solid core classes really, you know, doing it.
Yeah.
They don't want to let Kraft in because every 5 years since he's on the team, there's a debacle. It's Parcells handling. It's Spygate, Deflategate, and then they got caught taping again against like the Bengals or whatever that was. They do not. Now he's trying to bribe everybody, that the voters, with books. They don't care. They don't want him at this point.
Curtis's lead this morning, he's watching the Dallas Cowboys documentary. Is that on Netflix?
Netflix, yep.
And if Jerry Jones is in, he is suggesting that Robert Kraft ought to be a shoo-in.
Interesting note I neglected to mention as well was that we all know the Cowboys as America's team that goes up the tuchus of a lot of other fans. The reason they rebranded it without Dallas was because following the assassination of JFK, Dallas was like a pariah city in the United States because so many people were enraged that they allowed that to happen, that they became not just the Cowboys, but they were America's team.
Okay.
So you removed Dallas.
What year did he buy the Cowboys?
89.
1989.
For $300 million.
So you think of that.
And so 25 years after the assassination.
Correct.
That still existed?
But in the 70s. It didn't have to do with Jerry Jones. Okay. But when the Cowboys
They were America's team before he bought.
Yes.
Yeah. And you think he bought them in 89, and Kraft bought the Patriots in what, 94, was it?
It was early 90s.
Early 90s? Okay. Yeah. So just a couple years after Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys. But the fact that Robert Kraft is not in the Hall of Fame and the owners that are in are like Dan Rooney, Ralph Wilson, who owned the Buffalo Bills, Eddie DeBarlo, the 49ers, Pat Bowlen, the Denver Broncos. You're talking about a guy who's owned the franchise for, I don't know, 25 plus years, however the number has been, and has turned that franchise into probably one of the most recognizable sports franchises.
Definitely one of.
In the world.
Probable. One of the most successful.
Yes,
in
the world.
In the NFL ever. Maybe the most successful in the NFL ever. And he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that he's not.
It's mad. And I would say the most successful franchise in the NFL because of the number of Super Bowls that they have, and then the fact that the way they did it, and then the Brady, you factored that into the greatest quarterback and arguably the greatest coach in the game, both under his watch.
Yep. And I will say this, as a lifelong Democrat, his son ought to be the next mayor of the city of Boston. I'll tell you that. He was great on this show yesterday.
Awesome.
You do kind of push your leftist views on everybody on this show.
I try to.
And I would appreciate if you
remain impartial, but occasionally the Democrat in me comes out.
Right.
And the Red Sox epic collapse once again has begun. Time to blow it and miss the playoffs again. Alex Cora blows. Craig Breslow blows. Sam Kennedy blows. John Henry blows.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 3-game skid, so I'm not going to full panic yet. Panic forward, I guess. We'll see how they do this weekend. This is a big one.
There was the most commotion inside Fenway Park in years when Josh Kraft arrived for some reason. It was very important to all the employees to see what was going on. It's almost like they have a bunch of real estate deals with the current mayor at a very low price.
There was a lot of interest.
Yeah.
A lot of people watching that interview.
Right.
Mm. Interesting.
It's interesting that those same people own a newspaper that's covering the election.
Gosh.
Feels like fascism.
Hanson here, and this segment should be brought to you by the lovely folks down at BJ's Wholesale Club. Their generosity is only rivaled by their deals on bulk shopping. Fantastic ones at that. You can find everything down at BJ's, from housewares to electronics to vegetables. Going right down to the onions with BJ's. Oh, and I love BJ's. I can enjoy BJ's all day, every day, any time of day. And I'd like to look through their locations to see if I could find some BJ's down by the beach. Right, Wiggy? You know what? My favorite part is your free samples. So come on down and give them a taste. Big or small, come taste them all with BJ's.
Okay. If you're wondering, Jackson and the missus apparently have yet to find a place to live.
Oh.
So I know that was a lead while I was gone, and we caught up on that this morning, Jack and I, and rents are through the roof, so well, I guess we'll follow that struggle and see if they find a place to live.
We are actually looking for somebody to take over our lease.
Why?
We are moving.
Are you becoming homeowners?
We are.
Really?
Moving on up.
To
the east side.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm joining good old Scheim.
Oh, you're moving alone?
No.
You going to Leominster or Fitchburg?
Nope. Not going to give the town, I don't think. Yet.
What? Not yet?
No, I want to meet people before.
You don't want to get ridiculed?
Is it a leafy suburb of the city? I mean, how long of a commute are you
A shorter commute for me
shorter
to come here than it is to Southie.
Oh.
I didn't know that Raleigh was closer than South. Yes.
15 minutes to South Boston, so I don't feel like I'm too removed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like the last one standing in Southie.
Wow, I'm just getting an image of Santo out there on the deck working the Weber.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
While you're inside making some kind of a summer squash pasta salad or something like that.
Yeah, we're going to be big grill people.
Life is really going to be changing for you two kids. We've watched you grow up before our eyes.
Yeah, it's been a big month for that. Found out while we were on Nantucket.
What town again?
We're not saying it yet.
Oh.
Can we play a game and guess?
I get made fun of enough on the show. I don't want to, you know.
Probably going to be working the Sonos while you're out there on the deck.
Definitely. Yeah.
Pickleball near the deck?
Yeah. If anybody knows any painters or wallpaper people, I'm really looking for help there.
And wow.
You're about to be house poor.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, well, no. We made sure that we found
no big
a place.
Trips. You can't be darting off on a trip left and right anymore.
2026, no trips.
Yeah. No trips at
no
all.
Trips, no.
Okay. Wow. We're recording.
Wow,
that
really?
Is a whopper.
We are locking it down, Curtis. We can't. Yeah.
Yeah, flex day.
No, I mean, maybe a flex day or two, but Santo said to me, you know, we need to make sure that we are, we're being responsible.
We know what that means. High price zip code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wiggy, if I were you, I'd get it back into a wager about the no trips in 2026.
Yeah. I mean, that means she's in a pricey zip code. We got to save that money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There you go.
Yep.
Greg, can the housewarming gift also count as the wedding gift?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I think Greg should find me the wallpaper person. That's really what I'm looking for, a person that could do wallpaper. And
wallpaper, yeah.
Wallpaper?
Yes.
This is 1975.
Okay. Here's a guy who knows design.
They have some good wallpaper down there.
I love wallpaper.
I cannot wait for Wiggy to just crap all over the house decor.
The guy with the attach-on bidet that he got at Home Depot is telling people about interior design.
Greg, that $25 bidet will change your life.
Will change your life. Because the regular bidet will cost you 10 grand.
Damn right.
Yeah. But no, the wallpaper is big nowadays.
Does the town start with a W? Is it one of the W's?
It's not a W.
Most expensive. Right. No, it's not a W. Okay.
Right.
But a leafy suburb.
It is a leafy
within
suburb.
Within 15 minutes. Mm.
Yeah, less than that,
less
I would
than
say.
That. Was really?
It, was it one of the top five
I don't remember
zip code
that list.
Things we just did list? Remember that?
I don't remember that one.
Beverly was number one?
Wow. Yep, it's not Beverly, no.
Huh? Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeepers.
Yeah, it was very...
No trips. How are you two going to make that?
We're going to make it.
What are you going to do on Instagram? Oh, it'll all be DIY stuff.
Yeah. Reno stuff. We don't really have to do many renovations, but it was funny. Dan, who was the agent that was representing the house, we had gone and seen it.
Whoa.
What? I'm not giving anything.
Somebody around here, one of your good friends on the show, has a wife who was a real estate agent.
This person was representing the house.
I would have used Mrs. Wiggins.
This wasn't who we used.
If it were me, I would have.
This wasn't who we used.
I mean, no offense.
Hey, you know, none taken here. Wow. I know how she'll feel, though. I know how she'll
Mrs.
feel.
Mrs. Wiggins is probably.
We went to
upset.
A house and this man was there. We didn't use him. It was the guy representing the house.
Okay. So you didn't have a realtor.
We did.
Okay. Oh. That's cap.
But Dan, we met, talked, and then this.
What is your issue with Mrs. Wiggins?
Yeah. Nothing.
Sounds
nothing.
Like you got one.
You don't think
zero.
She's qualified
we
to
used
be a real
somebody
estate?
That is a family friend of oh. Santo and I's.
Well, wouldn't Talina be a family friend?
Isn't Talina a family friend?
No, clearly
Talina's the best person in the entire
That's
world.
So I told you we didn't get the invite to the party.
You got the invite to the wedding and then didn't show to that.
Yeah,
so.
See? Eh? It was a pity.
Why
invite.
Did I even say?
All right. So what happened with
He's
Dan?
He's a daily listener of the show.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Him.
Second time we went to the house, he asked what I did for work. I told him, and he's like, "Oh my god, I listen every day."
So are
very
you?
Nice.
I'm assuming you're gonna become a trad wife.
I mean,
what's a trad wife? Is that a
traditional?
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't. Well, I would love to do the sourdough, but other than that, I don't know how trad I'm gonna be. But I would like to be a better cook, better baker.
Yeah.
No more city for you.
Yeah,
well, I'll be in the city plenty.
No,
no
you
going
won't.
Out.
Yes, I will.
No,
it's a 10-minute drive to the city.
Be home. You're going to be home at night, two of you watching Dateline every night together. Let me tell you, it's magical for 20, 30 years.
Very, very exciting.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
A leafy pot of this area, but it's 10 minutes from the city.
It is.
Ain't no leafy pots 10 minutes from the city.
All right.
Okay. Oh.
There is.
Did you move to Everett?
Nope.
There's a lot of leaves out there.
There are.
Chelsea.
10 minutes.
Are you in Chelsea?
Ooh, mm-hmm. Love Chelsea.
Know where all the leaves are? Revere. Congrats.
Could be Revere.
Could be. Are you ever going to tell us?
Or? Yeah, like eventually. I just like, as we're going through the process, you know, it's just.
You don't want to jinx anything.
Right.
You don't want the Wiggy jinx.
Yes. Yeah.
So Greg is acting out his dream. I can't wait for next time when he's having a dream that a warm seafood tower is in danger of going bad and Lindsay wakes up with a chunk out of her shoulder.
God.
Yeah, I mean, I got a text from Lindsay.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. What How terrifying is that dream thing? He ripped a chunk out of my hair.
Okay, that's exaggerated.
And I said, it seems like, do you guys have a king-size bed? It seems like you might need a king bed. And she said, we need twin beds, separate ones.
Well, I'm not going for that.
Well, that might be next.
I like them a cuddler.
Oh,
so
well.
I'm not going for twin beds. A lot of people have success in marriages with separate bedrooms. You and Santo going to do that at the new place?
No. Mm-hmm. I like cuddling.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, you still cuddle, and then you go to sleep. People like to get a sound sleep in a separate bed.
Mm. That ain't working.
Honestly, I won't speak for him, but for me, he doesn't really move much in his sleep. Like, he doesn't bother me during the night. Only when he, like, wakes up before me and starts listening to things
separate
on loud.
Bedrooms don't work.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Jones and Keefe coming up momentarily, and you can listen to them on the radio or on the Odyssey app. You can stream them. You can listen on Spotify. However you normally listen, you can listen to those guys, or you can watch them on YouTube or on Twitch. And this station on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you're looking for a diamond, or you're looking for a beautiful timepiece, go see my friends at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
And I believe the rest of the week is a flex for Jones and Keefe. It's John Lyons and Mego coming up next.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Full flex.
Yep.
Full flexies.
Well, following the example of Flex Wiggins,
yeah,
who is, I believe, flex. Are you flexing Friday?
I'm flexing Friday. Huh. And then I'm flexing
bunch of softies around
Tuesday
here.
Tuesday of next week.
A Tuesday.
What?
Yeah.
Why a Tuesday? I mean,
you are somebody who is loudly criticizing Shime and Courtney and even Curtis on their flex time, and here you are flexing like a madman.
Well, you know what they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? So if everybody else is flexing, I might as well take advantage of that. Because, Chris Brown is on Monday. Breezy!
I thought you said your night job normally doesn't affect your day job. So.
Right, he did say that.
This could be pushing well into the night.
Well,
are you sure I don't think he's ever said that.
No. Don't affect, but I'm going to take advantage of the flex days.
Well, you'll probably have to flex after Courtney and Santo have the housewarming party over in Malden.
Yeah.
Wait, did I say the name of the place?
We will be having a housewarming party. You'll all be invited for that.
Okay. How does she afford a house given all those beauty products?
Unfortunately.
Buys?
It was perfect timing last week on Friday, Curtis, when that Hill note per Thursday when somebody was like, Courtney says she can't afford a house and it's constantly going away. Stop going away. And
unfortunately, Greg, I won't be heading to that one.
No.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Wiggins is going to be like,
oh, God.
No.
Mrs. Wiggins is never going to forgive this.
Yes, we ain't going to.
Me and Mrs. Wiggins are on the same page, simpatico. We are friends.
Okay.
All right. We're back. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
Now the time has come for leaving.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.